Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Today, we're traveling to the slums of Bangalore. There, after the sun sets, children aren't able to do their homework because lighting costs too much. Families have been using kerosene lamps, but these are polluting, and the fuel burns up a lot of their humble incomes. Pollinate Energy trains members of the local community to distribute and install solar lighting systems. They become micro-entrepreneurs, or what the organization calls pollinators. These pollinators purchase lighting systems from Pollinate Energy and then sell them to families within their communities. To tell us more, we're joined by Pollinate Energy. What kind of benefit is the project having?
They can use the solar lights in their house to provide them with better light. They spend less money on kerosene than they did before. They have access to a better social situation. It's much nicer to talk to your friends under a light than it was next to a kerosene lamp. Often they feel safer at night as well because they have better quality light. The kids can use it to study at night. It also reduces indoor air pollution in the tents of the people that we're working with. So quite a few benefits.
In terms of climate change, can you tell us a bit about how the program and how the solar lighting is helping these communities?
The solar lights do have a very positive effect on climate change because they displace kerosene, which is responsible for a lot of black carbon emissions, which have recently been shown to be quite a potent greenhouse gas. So in that respect, it's very good.
What have been some of the biggest challenges along the way and how have you faced them?
It's been actually really hard for us to convince people that there are enough urban slum communities that it is a sustainable job for someone to be one of our franchisees to work in these communities. Also, our franchisees often are only sort of one rung or one level above the communities and they don't want to be seen to be going back down rather than going back up.
For both of you, personally, what's been the best moment or best experience in terms of working on this project?
It's kind of seeing simple products being utilised in a really impactful way. So back home in Australia, this kind of product you might see typically in a camping store where people need it for a couple of weekends a year just to charge their phone and have some light while they're out in the bush. But here it's sort of a massive change for these people to have, again, such a simple product that they really come to rely on daily for a good source of light and things like charging their phone, which are pretty critical for their day-to-day lives.
And how about for you, Monique?
The people that are in the communities are just really welcoming and just so happy that you're there to be working with them and providing them with this sort of service and to be able to show that to other people that really don't believe in these communities and perhaps had negative thoughts of them before, to like take them in and really see the turnaround in their attitudes towards these sorts of people is just really amazing to see. And also to see that the communities are so, you know, grateful and happy for the service that you're providing, you sort of know that you're on the right track.
Well, it sounds like a really great project. And thanks so much for your valuable insights on this important activity that's helping people and the environment. I'm your host, Sarah Marshaldon. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change, with the number 4.org.